Hey everybody, you are listening to Arlie on Creative Hues. It's a beautiful day here in Thunder Bay. The snow is still melting off my roof. We're going to get more snow. I was thinking this morning a little bit about self-care. What do you do to fill up your emotional, mental, physical bank when you're feeling depleted? So I'm not sure about you, but for me, it's like making really healthy food, getting into my practice of songwriting or playing my guitar. I tend to lose myself in that area. So that feels really good to me. It could be like something simple, like taking a bath, putting down the phone for a while. That's also another example of self-care for me. Talking to friends, what is it that you do to fill up your self-care bank? What I am noticing is that I am spending way too much time on my phone, so I feel like that's one thing that I can kind of put down a little more often. I feel like I think it's just the business that I'm in. So my business is like songwriting and being an artist. So it's the tool that connects me to the outside world. So I feel like if I can manage myself a little bit more efficiently with my time spent on the phone, because I'm sure some of you are like me where you pick it up and all of a sudden you're down the rabbit hole and time passes by very quickly and you don't realize how much actual time you've spent, you know, checking your posts or posting or, you know, liking everybody else's stuff. So I feel like that is going to be a little bit of a challenge for me to kind of like be more efficient with my time on this gorgeous tool that helps me do all of the things, but also is an immense time waster in a lot of other senses. So I'd like to hear from you. Self-care. Let's talk about it. And of course, self-care doesn't have to be these huge, expensive things that we do for ourselves. It could actually be really, really simple. It could be free. It's just taking the time out to center back into our hearts and see what our bodies are actually needing from us in the moment. So I encourage everybody to center into your heart today. Ask your sweet little heart what gift it needs. And also, you know, we are in, like most of you who listen to me, I'm assuming do some sort of artistic work in the world, or you're constantly giving to other people. And when you're an artist, there's a measure of like giving that we have to accomplish in order for our medicine to go out effectively. And, you know, I think we're just giving people in general. So when you're a giving person, it's really easy for those internal bank accounts to kind of deplete very quickly. So what do you do to chalk those back up so that there's a balance? And of course, like life work balance, I'm sure that there is a really good balance out there, but again, I feel like perfection is futile. And I also feel like, you know, if we're constantly striving for this enormous balance in our life, we may not ever like really see it. Or if we fall off the boat, we might feel, you know, bad about ourselves or whatever. But I'm just here to say you can continue doing your thing. Please continue doing your art, making art in the world, and remind yourself to fill up that internal bank account, because if you're not healthy and feeling like you're taking care of your heart, then probably not too many other people are going to do that for you. So take that time, make yourself a little bit of food. Maybe it's like curling up in bed with a good book, having a bath, like doing, or exercising, like doing something that really just fills you up to the brim. So I think I'm really in need of some of that. So I'm again talking in a space that will give me just as much medicine as it does for you, I'm hoping. So this podcast is, I believe, number 5, I think, of my 60-day challenge podcast. So I'm encouraging you to take 60 days out of your life and practice something for 10 minutes, 20 minutes a day, and practice that thing that you've always wanted to do and see where it takes you. Because you never know. You never know what can happen if you practice something for a little bit of time. So I just want to encourage you to keep moving, keep traveling down this path of sharing your love and your light into the world, sharing that medicine, and filling your bank account back up, your internal, emotional, mental, physical bank account back up, just for yourself. It's the little sweet things that we could do for ourselves that make all the difference in the whole wide world. And I just also wanted to say, I love all of the creative things that are happening out in my community. I'm sure, I don't know if you guys come from real artistic communities, but I'm feeling this big surge of creative love that's happening, and God, the world needs so much more of it. We could use you. We could use all of you to put your medicine and your art out into the world. So, yeah, I'm going to leave you with that today. Self-care. Be good to your heart. Be good to yourself. And also let yourself off the hook every once in a while, right? Sometimes, you know, we are so prone to driving and digging and doing all of the things and trying to be this, you know, perfect human being in the world. Sometimes we need to let ourselves off the hook. Take a day, take a few hours, and just, yeah, center back into that heart and see what it says to you. So sending love out to each and every one of you. Let me know what your self-care practice is, or if you have one, or if you'd like to start one. And I'm going to get off this thing right now, and I'm going to go practice some self-care for myself. So I'm going to take all that energy that I give out to other people, and I'm going to put it right back into my bank account for a couple hours today. And I hope that you can find space to do the same. So sending love, keep creating, keep doing your things. Loving the shout outs that I'm getting from people, and the messages. Keep sending those, and man, have a good day today. It's Saturday. Do something for yourself that feels really good. I love you guys. We'll talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.